We live in a pretty safe place, don't we? But how would you feel if when you were born, your mum and dad were told that any children, particularly boys, had to be killed at birth? How do you think you would feel if you were told that your little baby brother had to be killed? Worry, isn't it? Be a real worry. But this mum and dad was determined that their little boy was not going to get killed. What do you think you would do? Hide him in a bedroom? Perhaps. They did. But they could only do that for so long. And so in the end, because why? Why do you think they can only do it for so long? What do little babies do? They cry. And when if they're crying, guess what? If they're crying, what happens then? People hear, don't they? What do you do? What do you think they did? They went and made a little boat. Made it waterproof. What do you think they did then? Put the baby in the little boat, covered him over. There was something else they did too. Big sister had a role to play. She had to keep an eye on him to make sure he was going to be safe. Very important, don't you think? And who do you think would come along? Because I put it in a place where I thought, well, it should be safe. But I reckon I also knew that perhaps someone else might come along. And who came along? Remember the story of the princess? Yeah. And she thought, what's that out there? And so she called over to one of her servant girls, said, go and fetch that boat out there. There's something out there. I don't understand. And when the boat was fished in and she opened it up and she saw a little baby, she knew. She knew where the baby came from. She knew it was one of the Hebrew children. And so she decided, okay, I have to help. I have to help. What do you think she did to help? What do you think the princess could do that could guarantee the baby's safety? What do you think? She said, it's now my child. And so she told the sister to go home to her mum and said, well, she knew it was her mum. And I'm sure she knew it was the baby's mum. But she said to the mother, you look after the baby and then it will be mine. Who was that baby? Moses. Who named him Moses? The princess. What was his Hebrew name? We don't know. We don't know. What do you think? And when you look back and you see God's leading in this, what happened really? Moses was brought up to have the best education he could possibly have in Egypt. When you read through Moses' life, he was a general. He built cities. He led armies. For the first 40 years, he was a leader in Egypt. He was being trained to be what? To be a pharaoh. Good position. Top position. But what did Moses choose to do? Follow God. Follow God. He chose to follow God. That's a good choice to make, don't you think? And so for the first 40 years, he was educated in Egypt. But he wasn't ready to lead his people out, God's people out of Egypt, because there was another 40 years of education. Now what would be the second 40 years of education that Moses would have? In the desert? Yeah, what was he doing? Taking care of his sheep. Why would that be an education? What qualities would he learn leading sheep? Be a leader? Yeah. Well, he was already learnt that in the course of Pharaoh. What would he need to learn caring for sheep? What do sheep need? Care? What sort of caring? Tender care. You don't learn that in the course of Pharaoh, do you? And so after 40 years of learning how to be a tender shepherd, then what? He was then ready to be called of God to lead the children of Israel to Canaan. Where's Moses now? What was his reward? What was his reward? You know, there are only three people who we know of who were either, well, two were translated without seeing death. And Moses was what? Resurrected. Who were the two translated without seeing death? Enoch? Elijah? Well done. Who else was Moses? Translated. By being faithful, very faithful, even though he made that one mistake of belting the rock instead of speaking to it, God knew the heart of Moses. And with the training of Egypt and sheep, what we had in the end was a perfect leader to lead the people from Israel, from Egypt to Canaan. And you know, it all began with a little baby. A great person began his life cycle as a little baby in the bulrushes. Just as God was able to use someone like Moses, so God can use you and me today, don't you think?